So I think it is the advantage to Canada last summer, and but it is not any English learning and language learning exchange, but it's only a information engineering. We have some exchange to that place, and I get to know many people that use English, and so I enjoy the culture there, and I enjoy speaking with them, talking with them, and you know, you have to learn another language when you can have some real life, the everyday life experience, so you can better and you can learn better in that foreign language. So I think that will be the most memorable English language learning experience.
Did you face any difficulties when you were there in communicating?
I think if we are not afraid of talking, and even though we are not fluent, but they can understand what we are talking about, and so that is the point of communication. So it's okay for me.
Great. And what about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experiences?
So I do read a lot in Chinese, but I seldom read in English because I think the word we seldom for me, I will have many vocabularies that I do not know in English. So whenever I'm reading some like novels or other fictions, so I don't know the words and it stop my interest in that novel. So I need to go away and take my dictionary and translate the word in Chinese, so that will some kind of bad effect on my reading interest.
Did you know you can read some books within an app, and then when you press on the word, the meaning comes up? Did you know about that?
Yeah. We have the MacBook. Yeah. But so because in reading, I think it is better to have a book on hand. So, but I do read some in Chinese because in the app, because I don't need to press the button or whatever to get the meaning, and it is so. Although we can translate that word, but I think this may affect our reading experience because it really, when you look at one sentence and you press the button and you translate it, and you have no interest on the other words, the following sentence, this disturbs me from reading. Yeah.